Louise Story now joins us, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. But today she has more of a business story. Louise, explain.
Well, Netflix, you know, they're the DVD rental company, finally announced the winner for their big contest they've been running for 3 years yesterday. And it was a contest to see who could come up with a better model, the best model, to predict what movies people would like. So you had all these statisticians and computer coders all over the world competing for this, and the prize was $1 million.
So they actually asked hackers and computer programmers all over the world to come up with a way of tracking people's purchases and giving them recommendations that they actually act on.
They gave them a huge data set. There were 100 million movie ratings in what they gave them, and then told them to try to come up with predictive models. The thing that interested me about this is when you look at what's happening in advertising and marketing, we're seeing more and more contests like this or on-the-ground stunts, because companies are finding as they reach people directly, they get a lot more brand value than they do in some traditional advertising. So, you know, while there was only one team that won this, they had thousands that competed. And so all of those people might be more excited about Netflix. And then, you know, Netflix gets all this free news coverage, which is, you know, free. It doesn't cost money like an ad, about this contest. So, one thing that's interesting about it to me is I think these sorts of things that are happening more and more are questioning a lot of the advertising model.
Not entirely free. It cost them $1 million.
Well, it cost them $1 million, but they got a model they might have had to pay, you know, a pricey technology consultant for. And again, in lieu of a marketing budget, it could have really big impact.
And the winner is not exactly an American Idol household name, but the winner?
Well, it was a group called Belcore's Pragmatic Chaos. So I told you there were some nerdy people. No offense to listeners out there, but there were some nerdy people at this contest. And so they merged their name into Belcore, and then Pragmatic Chaos is a reference to some things in mathematics.
And the engineers from the U.S., Austria, Canada, and Israel all be sharing that $1 million. Louise Story, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.